the ascension. Don't go, Jesus. Can you imagine the day that Jesus ascended to heaven? The disciples and more than 500 people had seen and experienced the resurrected Jesus. That must have been so amazing. Jesus could walk through walls and appear and disappear and defy all the laws of nature. He was greater than any superhero. Everyone could see and experience the resurrected one. They could eat with him and ask him questions. It must have been exhilarating. 40 days with the resurrected Jesus looked like this. In Acts 1:3, it says this: after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Do you know why Jesus had to return to heaven? Jesus spoke about the one who would come next. He said this: behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you've endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. Do you know this promise? It's still active today. Jesus doesn't want us to feel alone. The only way he could be with all believers all the time was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his Spirit. And by ascending to the Father, he could activate the role of the Holy Spirit for you and for your family. The Holy Spirit has no limit on locations or time. He's there when you're suffering and when you're afraid. The most incredible part of this promise was that his Spirit could fill all those who asked. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You see, not just fill you, but empower you, and comfort and console you. Would you like to invite the Holy Spirit to fill you today? Could you pray with me? Dear Jesus, forgive me for all my mistakes and sins. I also forgive all those who've hurt me. Now please fill me with your Spirit as you promised. Amen. You see, Jesus ascended so the Holy Spirit could descend and make you ascend. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.